The first question that we have goes like this. I've discovered that I'm actually much better at writing than I thought I was. I'm not interested in writing nonfiction. I only like to write fiction. And I really love to capture the dialogue between characters. It's actually a lot of fun. And I feel like I'm being led into the idea of doing what Abraham calls scripting for my own life. And I'm wondering if you could talk about that and tell me the easiest way for me to do it. So the answer to the question is pretty simple. Just put finger to keyboard, take pen and paper, and just begin to write. Now, it just so happens that we do have the inside scoop on this, and you might say, in fact, that we are the ones who have been suggesting that you might want to do a little bit of scripting. Yes, you have tapped into some amazingly delicious universes that are really all your creations, and you're having a lot of fun walking around in them and seeing what they look like and talking to everyone and hearing what they have to say and sitting down and listening into their conversations. It's like the nosiest person in the world's dream come true. And so that's wonderful. But you could also spy on yourself. And you could put yourself in a place that is in the now moment in the writing, but from your time perspective is in the near future. But the thing that we really want to point out is that you don't want to be pointing out how long it is in the future. If you're going to do some scripting, script today. Now, we know you have an idea that what you want to do is you want to sit down and talk about what we call sort of the all glamour life, where you have all the things that you've been wanting, and now you're sitting on the pile of loot. And that's perfectly wonderful. And we certainly would not at all suggest that you walk away from that idea if it feels better. But we'd also suggest that maybe you might take pen to paper or finger to keyboard and write about today. Write about the magic of today and how delicious today is. Imagine yourself telling a friend later on this evening how amazing the day has been. Or just imagine yourself walking through your reality and encountering wonderful experiences, delightful things. And if that doesn't inspire you, we're not saying that's what you should do, but what we are saying is you might want to think about it. Bringing your attention to the present moment is the most powerful thing you can do. And to write in the present moment about the present moment is another thing you might want to think of. So, one thing you might want to consider, because you do understand how these alternate realities work and parallel universes and that sort of thing, is that you might want to write about today, Saturday, May 28th, 2016, and talk about the you that is in a slightly different reality where all of these trifecta sort of dreams have come true. And as you write about those things, make it be today and just get a little bit closer and a little bit closer and a little bit closer and a little bit closer to the you that is already having that experience. There's one other little trick you might want to try that might be very helpful. You might want to write about a dream that you had and make the aspects of your waking reality that you don't really care for be part of that dream. And then write what happens when you wake up from the dream and you realize, oh, I'm really glad I put that in the dream state, because I'd rather work that out in the dream state than in the waking state. Now, we're not suggesting that you make any part of your physical waking reality wrong. What we're saying is that anytime it feels like you're overwhelmed by the conditions or situations of the present moment, it's not the only thing, but one thing you could do with this skill that you're developing is you could write about the past as a dream, and you could realize that you're waking up from the dream, and you could put it in very blatant, real terms. I woke up, I turned on the light, I laid in bed, and I thought, oh my goodness, what a scary dream. I'm really glad I put that in the dream state and didn't express it in waking life. Because, of course, you do this all the time. You're quite aware of when you dream about the thing you didn't want to happen actually happening in the dream, you realize that you expressed the experience, but you did it in a place where for you it has no physical impact. You still went through the experience that you felt was inevitable and that's a whole other conversation. But nonetheless, having then gone through it in the dream state, you wake up with appreciation for having sorted things out in that way. So that's good. That's really good. Just something to think about. We're not saying you need to do this, but it might be very helpful. So that is the answer to the question. We thank you very much. A very powerful question indeed.